Do us a favor. Down in the description, there's a link where you can leave us a message where you can be like, hey, guys, this is my favorite movie, and you haven't watched it yet, but, like, here's why I love it. Like, my favorite movie ever is We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. And you're like, I like when they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time. And then, like, we'll watch it, and we'll be like, oh, I do like that part where they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. That guy, who sounds nothing like my old boss, had a great suggestion. So, like, leave a suggestion. We want to watch your favorite movie. Tell us why it's your favorite movie. Or else. Howdy. I'm Jabberjaw, and this is Bloodsport 4, The Dark Kumite.
Hi!
And you are listening to 555 Filk. Jabberjaw is a shark.
What do we watch?
We watched the brand new 2021, available on HBO Max, since you can't really go to theaters anymore, Suicide Squad. And I gotta tell you, I am happy it went to HBO Max.
Yeah, me too.
That way we could watch this right away, like we wanted to. Because look here. I have been stoked for this movie, yeah?
Yeah.
You've been stoked for this movie.
Yeah.
I got some lists of why we were stoked. Nathan Fillion's in this. Right?
Right.
Not very long, we found out. I should mention, spoilers, so like if you didn't watch it yet, spoilers, or if you don't care about spoilers, oh man, you should listen to some of these spoilers. But also, I was excited, Harley Quinn's in this,
yep.
Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, I'm so excited for Peter Capaldi.
Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
Boomerang is back.
Yep.
Not for very long. Polka Dots is in this, and I love him. He's one of my favorite lame how does ever even a character characters.
I get that.
Flag is in this. I'll
say
this. Is
this the same Nick Flag from last time?
I think. I don't
know. Okay,
really
care. I don't remember.
So I cannot start by complaining about him right away.
Okay.
He's so vanilla. Why is he in these movies? And like, why are they like, yeah, he's one of us, because he's not one of us. But then he died, spoilers again, and I was fine with it and I felt nothing. I felt like I had a big piece of something sharp stuck into my heart, and there were no feelings, and Flag is dead, and it's fine. Let's not dwell on that. Right off the bat, anyway.
What else were we excited for? Yeah.
That's what I have for what we were excited for.
Where was Nathan Fillion? Because I think I missed him.
He was TDK.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I didn't even notice.
Yep.
Okay.
So, all these things, literally right down the list of things I was excited about, they were wasted in this movie, with the exception of Peter Capaldi got to do his Peter Capaldi speech thing that was at least entertaining-ish.
Yeah.
This movie was so boring.
It really was.
Oh my gosh, this movie was boring. So, I'm talking about how stoked we were, because I was set to love this movie, and we were talking about, like, what's it going to do? Be worse than the last one?
Mm-hmm. And, like, I loved the last one. It was a terrible movie, but I had so much fun watching it.
And that's the thing. The last one, it didn't make any sense, and it was full of stupid lines that were, like, poorly delivered. But at least it was fun. It was so much fun. And this movie failed on that really hard. It's got the same really bad writing. It's got the same...
Yeah.
We definitely used some first takes in this one. But at least it wasn't fun. That's the important part, is it wasn't fun.
It was no fun. We've got King Shark. And
he was a shark.
I don't think I ever got to hear the King Shark is a shark line, so like...
No, he didn't.
Wasted character.
He's my favorite character in this movie.
Okay.
And by a ton. After him, it's the rat, the with the little backpack, who in my head I am now calling Pack Rat.
The weasel?
No, the rat.
Her rat.
Yeah,
okay.
The actual rat.
Oh, okay, okay.
Those
not
are the,
her, just the rat.
Right.
Okay.
Those are the best two characters in this movie. Far behind them, for me at least, is Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Harley did okay. There were definitely parts where were real
it's,
annoying.
It's real, real far behind them. And that's a problem. Because you're behind a CGI shark, played by Sylvester Stallone.
Fun.
At least voiced by him.
Okay.
And a rat who's not doing anything but kind of waving at people, trying to shake hands. He's just being a rat.
Mm-hmm. He's adorable.
Rat, but he's, and then way behind that is Harley Quinn. And then behind that is just a pile of every single other person in this movie.
The characters were bad.
It was bad. And this wasn't even just like, they're not doing Harley Quinn the way I like. It seemed like they were like, okay, well, we know this scene has to be in this set. So just go into this set, go into this room, and do whatever comes to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody did.
That's exactly what it felt like. It was like, you know your characters, instead of the writer knowing the character well enough to write the lines for everybody and what everybody's doing. They're like, yeah, you'll get it.
And this is one of those things. So, like, I'm not trying to, like, gatekeep and be like, well, that's not who Harley Quinn is. That's not who Bloodsport is. That's not who any of these guys are. So, like, change it up. I'm fine with that. They didn't do anything with anybody. Mm-mm. And so I made a joke before we started this that James Gunn wrote this one, so we're going to have stupid James Gunn lines. Like, at some point, someone's going to look at Captain Boomerang and say, okay, Boomer, and then he's going to go mad because that's a joke that's happening right now, and that's fine. But it didn't happen because he dies right at the beginning, so we got rid of that.
I couldn't believe we lost Boomer right away.
It was so stupid.
Like, I feel like he's kind of core to Suicide Squad.
At least he should have been to this one. But here's the thing, too. He was the best character on the last one. Mm-hmm. At least he was my favorite.
Yeah. I thought he and Harley Quinn did a fantastic job last time.
Yep. And his death on this one did surprise me. And then all the other deaths that happened at the same time were super predictable, and I saw it coming a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
So it did seem like...
And I didn't miss any of these characters. Like, they set us up with Harley Quinn and her team, and they're all annoying. And, like,
the one
okay.
dude who sold him out...
Mm-hmm.
He got shot in the face and was like, oh, good, we won't have to deal with him because he's only been in this for 2 seconds and I'm over it.
Yep.
Like, right off the bat. There's a thing in here that it was really, really fun like 3 times. And then after that, I was like, all right, where all the titles are just something in the movie, whether it's written in the sand or whatever. Like, I wanted so hard to like it. And there was a couple of them that were really good. And then there were the other 34 of them or whatever.
All of the stylizations for the where we are felt like somebody trying to do a film who doesn't know how to do a film.
It felt like, you ever rewatch the original Star Wars when they're like, screen wipe? Everything is just big screen wipes and like the zoom in and...
No, I don't recall that.
It's like somebody got a hold of iMovie and they're just like, I can make a movie. And they used all the stuff in iMovie to make their movie. I will say, one person in this movie, every single line felt like it was written. And that is John Cena's character. But it felt like it was written by a 12-year-old who was, like, the funniest kid.
Why was he so creepy?
So they're going for, like... You know how, like, Captain America is Captain America?
Yeah.
Okay, but what if he was kind of a piece of garbage person who's, like... He's like, so his line, like, I will kill men, women, children for peace. We're supposed to be like, oh my goodness, or laugh really hard. And instead, there was the same sigh from the pair of us, where we're just like, oh, this. It is that thing, what was the movie we watched where someone's like, because I'm crazy? And they kind of,
I didn't watch it. That was the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. So instead of just like showing me this person's a psychopath,
mm-hmm.
he has to keep like saying all these things that... Mm-hmm. He's just like, I'm the edgiest kid on Reddit. Mm-hmm. I'm the edgiest kid on Reddit. And honestly, speaking of
the
Reddit,
ego fight between him and Bloodshot back and forth, and I'm worse than you are. I'm scarier than you are. I'm more deadly than you are. Okay, so, you both are fucking deadly. We get it.
No, I totally have a note here where they're doing the one-upmanship thing, and even that's boring.
Yeah, it wasn't done well at all.
I will say, a thing I enjoyed on this is it's tiny and Corto Maltese.
Mm-hmm.
On Batman, Tim Burton's Batman, that's where Vicki Vale went to take pictures where Joker's like, ah, this I like. This is death. This is art. I love this.
Oh.
But that's the end of that.
Okay.
The first Suicide Squad.
Yes.
We all... I'm pretty sure this is a reboot, not a sequel, or maybe it's a half and half. Who cares?
Okay.
So I don't care if they want to throw it away, and they're just like, well, she was pretty good Harley, and he was pretty good Boomerang. We'll just keep that, and Waller is fine. I do like her as Waller, except in this movie, toward the end, when they all turn on her, I feel like Waller would have had a backup plan or contingency of some sort.
Yeah.
But maybe this is why she has those contingencies.
But she seemed
now.
Like they hadn't written her to have everything thought out real well this time. This movie feels about as well written out as any of her plans. She has no idea the weasel can't swim. She has no idea he's afraid of rats. No idea that they're going to get...
They tried really, really hard to make me think the weasel was a hilarious thing to have in this movie.
And I just felt bad for him.
I felt bad for it, but mostly it was... It was like... You ever watch the old He-Man and it has like Orko who's just like... Or no, it's better than that. Snarfer on Thundercats. So we already have Snarf, okay? Who's like, oh, Snarf, I'm the nursemaid. Okay. And then they're just like, okay, everybody loves him. What if we gave him a nephew who was the same thing but turned up to 11?
Ooh.
That's what Weasel felt like. So they're just like, do you remember King Shark? And you remember Killer Croc? And you remember these kind of weirdo characters? What if we had this freak that can't talk and does all this
or like animal-y stuff. They're gonna put him in prison instead of a science experiment until he's dead.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You know, like they're not gonna try and dissect him and see what makes him tick, or like they said he killed children. How did he not get shot when they captured him? Like, why would they capture him? Why wouldn't they just kill it?
Because it's animalistic. You would think they would just shoot it.
Right.
It'd just be an animal control thing.
Right. It's got no human qualities. It doesn't talk.
When we meet Idris Elba's character, Bloodsport, they're like, he's the most deadly person. He can kill anything with anything and blah, blah, blah. And so we've given him a razor blade to scrape up gum off the floor.
Right.
I don't know. Or she goes and they meet John Cena. She says the same word. And we're all supposed to be like, hey, that's the thing she said over there. And they call it out. And this movie was exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So we did one of these for Space Jam, New Legacy. And we did not post it because it was just, it was exhausting to talk about how much of a letdown it was.
Mm-hmm.
This one feels different to me because everybody on the whole internet is talking about how amazing this is. And I'm wondering if everyone on the whole internet is an idiot. Because
I have no idea how they watched it.
And that's what
I don't know how you get through it.
I think people just missed movies. I think this is at least the first big movie I know since theaters opened up that people can go see.
Okay.
Maybe Space Jam.
Oh, gosh.
But, like, Space Jam isn't going to get a ton of adults in. This is a rated R comic book movie, so you can go see this without your kids if you want to, or they're going to be, like, the older kids in there, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for the most part, this is the big blockbuster, as far as I know. This mm-hmm. is the biggest one I've been aware of.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that it's that theater experience thing, because seeing Suicide Squad a few years ago mm-hmm. in theaters was an amazing theater experience.
Yep.
Even though the movie was not good, everybody was having a blast, myself included.
Yep. I remember that, and I've not watched it since, because every time I brought it up, everyone else was like, oh, it was terrible. And I was like, oh, no, I really liked it. Maybe I shouldn't watch it again, because, like,
I've not gone
what
back
if I'm
to
wrong?
Because I got to enjoy it, and I'm going to hang on to that. But, like, I'm really hoping it's just people missed this, because this was not good.
Mm-mm.
This felt thrown together. It felt, and everything, it seems like the whole movie was written by a punch-up writer rather than a writer and then bringing in a punch-up writer for some of the jokes. Because
mm-hmm.
everything is trying so hard and just, and at least for me, it was not hitting the target ever.
Mm-mm. This was not enjoyable.
It felt like, so there's a thing online where, You see it on Imgur, you see it on Reddit, you see it on Tumblr, whatever, where people are like, and then Deadpool does this, and then what if this happened? And it's just, it's really funny to read, but also, I don't want that in a movie because it's trash.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. It's Reddit writes Deadpool is trash. This felt like that. This felt like a bunch of people being like, and then what if the starfishes get on King Shark because they were cute a second ago, but now they're trying to eat him? That'd be so funny.
There's a lot of gore in this movie.
That's what I mean, like, with the shock factor between language and
maybe I just don't like that in my movies, but like it didn't feel useful, it didn't feel helpful to the movie. It was just gore for gore's sake.
So I have no problem with gore in a movie, kind of what you're saying, where for gore's sake, whatever. So King Shark is walking around eating a dude's head like it's an apple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board for that. That's funny to me.
Okay.
The part where he picks a guy up and rips him in half over his head, he's like, rah, and it has like the big white out moment
and the eyes dart back and forth, like,
ugh.
That wouldn't happen. Or I feel like anybody who died, it was big and bloody no matter what.
And I was like, so you're saying like, well, that wouldn't happen. We do have a shark walking around eating nom noms and all that stuff. That I can suspend reality for.
Right.
The stupid moment you're talking about, I cannot.
Right.
And I don't know, this is one of those things where, like, maybe it's me. But the three people that I've texted so far were just like, yeah, I couldn't get through it.
Oh, I'm glad it's not just me then.
And that's the thing. It's the same thing with the first Suicide Squad. You like it? That's mm-hmm. great. I had a fun time watching it. I'm not going back to it. If somebody loves this, that's good for them. I don't get how they loved it. I do have a thing that I got written down here. Where Harley does the big Harley cool move where she's going to beat up all the dudes in the room real quick. And it plays Just a Gigolo / I Ain't Got Nobody by Louis Prima. And she's singing a little bit and then the song plays. And we're going to have that moment where, like, it's the music video moment where they go and beat everybody up, right?
Okay.
Except it didn't go with the music.
Right.
And do you remember when Hit Girl did that way better?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Because that's where I went. I was like, oh, the kid did it way better than this.
So the music was good in this movie?
The music was... This movie has a great soundtrack.
It didn't fit what was happening.
I'll agree to that. The first song where you said you were getting motion sick, I thought...
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember the song. I about walked out of the room at that point. Can you guys stop spinning the camera so much? One cool shot is cool. You do it for more than 20 seconds, and now I'm nauseated, and I don't want to watch the rest of your movie. Just stop. And the shaky cam to try and make it interesting? Just make your movie interesting and stop doing the shaky cam, please.
The shaky cam thing, I'm telling you, Lost is what made everybody think, okay, shaking the camera means intense, because... The Hunger Games did it, and I was just like, I don't know what's going on. Your Batman movie with Christian Bale, they're just like, what if we do a bunch of quick cuts instead of having a fight and showing a fight? We'll just, like, have a couple of guys pose a couple of different ways, and now it looks like a fight. What if we make it darker so you can't see that they don't know how to fight? What if John Cena's in a movie, and he's supposed to be fighting a guy, and he's supposed to be one of them wrestling guys, and he looks like he's never had to wrestle with anyone in his entire life, because the whole thing looks awkward, like when you're like, okay, now what if we do this? Okay, and then I'll put my arm around you like this, and I'll throw you down. But they're doing that on camera.
So they've got this fight scene between him and Nick, and...
Rick.
Rick Flag. He's not Nick Flag. Okay. Rick. And we can't even see the fight because we're looking at his stupid helmet and the reflection of them fighting in the helmet. It's supposed to be a cool shot or something.
You're supposed to be really impressed with that because, see, his helmet is reflective, but you can't see the camera. That's why you're impressed with that.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah. And here's the thing. So Edgar Wright has done this in a couple of his movies. There's a scene, Shaun of the Dead with the mirror. You don't see... Was it Shaun of the Dead? One of his movies, it's got a mirror shot where they're talking in a mirror and you don't see the camera and you don't notice that there's a special effects shot happening.
Okay.
That's a good use of it.
Yeah.
This one, they're just like, we're going to have the big fight between these two heroes and you're not going to see any of it clearly because John Cena doesn't know how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's his job, is to make it look like he knows how to fight. So you remember earlier I was telling you about those James Gunn lines. So before we turn this on, I talked about the line in, what's my movie now? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Where he says, who are you? And he says, I'm Star-Lord. Or call me Star-Lord. And the guy says, who? Which would not be what he would say. He would say, what? Because even though, if he said, who are you? I'm Star-Lord. Who? That makes sense. But he says, call me Star-Lord. What is...
Right, what is
the question he would ask?
Like, what do you mean?
But that's not funny because James Gunn has the one-upmanship thing. In this one, he says, I'm Polka Dot Man. Why, do you throw polka dots or something? Nobody in the entire world.
I feel like it would be, why do they call you Polka Dot Man?
Why would they call you that? Or what does that even mean? And he could say, I throw polka dots. And then he would say, what does that even mean? And then he can show him. And that makes sense. And we still have the moment. But he says, do you throw polka dots? Wait, do you? Do you throw polka dots, really? If you had me meet Batman, I would not be like, so do you throw bats? Even though he throws batarangs, that's not his thing.
Right.
You know?
I feel like questioning me, why did you decide to dress up as a bat?
You Catwoman, do you throw cats or something?
Right.
What does throwing polka dots mean? That is a stupid-ass line, and this is what I'm talking about where I say, like, it's bad writing. And I know I'm dwelling on something small here, but this is a symptom of the entire disease that this movie was.
That's a good way to put it.
this should have been, even if it doesn't have to be good, I don't need it to be good. Have it be fun if it's not going to be good.
Right.
It was so boring. This movie was, like, exposition with silly suits the entire time. I was so excited for this movie.
I was so let down.
Is this Katana on the right of this poster?
No, it's manga?
Oh, that's right.
Possibly an alien. They don't really go into her story. They just kill her off right away. She could have been really cool and not used well.
Idris Elba was in this.
Yeah.
He's in a bunch of comic book movies now. Huh. He was in Losers.
I typically like Idris Elba. Idris Elba?
Idris. I say Idris. I hope his name is Idris. I love him on Luther. I have loved him in, like, he's barely in them, but in the Thor movies.
Yeah.
I like him.
I feel like he's great as, like on Thor, where he's kind of in it. Where he's a great little...
But on Luther, like, he's Luther. He's John Luther. He is star of the whole show.
Okay.
And he's great.
Okay.
And so Sherlock, BBC Sherlock.
Yeah.
That's an hour and a half episode. That's yep. how Luther is. It's long. They're a movie each, and they're fantastic.
Okay. So maybe he just does better when there's a full writer behind it.
Well, that's the thing. So, like, I don't want to say everybody did a bad job. I feel like Margot Robbie did what she could with what she was given. Yep. And
yep, that's what I mean.
When it looked like she was having fun, it looked like she was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Idris Elba, toward the end of the movie, started feeling more like a character.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
King Shark is a shark.
Margot Robbie's character was the only character having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. A little bit Capaldi when he got to do his rant, but that mm-hmm. was mostly like he got to do his Doctor Who and what was his other show? It's not clicking in my head.
What was he? The one where he swears a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know that show. I didn't watch it. I was surprised to see him swear because I only knew him from Doctor Who.
They put Michael Rooker in this movie at the very beginning.
Okay.
And we see him bouncing the ball and then he kills a bird for what seems like no reason other than like maybe he just needs to kill.
Yeah.
And then he's screaming and they blow his head off and I was just like, oh, okay. So he's trying to get out of a contract negotiation or they're trying to do what Scream did where they're like, Drew Barrymore's in the beginning of this movie and you know she's not going to die because she's the star. Okay. And then she dies. Oh. And we're just like, oh man, anything can happen. But then, lucky for us, nothing whatsoever happened. Everybody stood around and we're boring.
So you're supposed to have all of the world's best villains in this.
No, they're
not the best villains?
They're not the best villains.
Okay.
They're the ones who get caught and are expendable.
Okay.
So like, you know how The Expendables wasn't good?
Yeah.
Okay, what if it was full of DC villains, like B villains? Wouldn't that be really fun?
Okay.
You would think so. But it wasn't. Instead, we got this.
Because, like, they have this fight scene at the very beginning where they all die, and it seemed like none of them had ever been in a battle before.
Yeah.
And I feel like most of those characters have, right?
Yeah.
I can't say her name.
Mongal.
Mongal.
It's supposed to be like Mongol, but she's a girl.
Mongal. She just grabs onto the chopper, and, like, that would be so cool if she was somehow inherently strong enough to pull it down and crash it, and instead she ends up killing herself.
Well, and so they don't establish any of these villains, so either they're just hoping you know about them, or they're hoping you know nothing about them,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever we do will make sense. She grabs a hold of it, and the helicopter, like, tips real hard, like it wouldn't do from a normal human's weight, but they're mm-hmm. like, well, maybe she's a god, or maybe she's just a psychopath. We don't know. And the thing happens, and then, I don't know, they're all dead, and it doesn't matter, because there are no stakes.
Mm-hmm.
We're not invested in any of these people, with the exception of Boomerang,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only one that felt at all shocking.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised that they killed him off.
When we met Rooker, I made the joke like, man, Harley Quinn's not looking so good these days when he's sitting there.
Yeah.
But like he's gonna die. We know he's gonna die because why are they making this whole thing out of it? But then we're not sticking with him. He's mm-hmm. going to die. He's going to be the one, and she blew someone's head off at the beginning of Suicide Squad last time. It's fine. We have mm-hmm. to know that look, there really are stakes and that she really can do it and it's not Snake Plissken all over again and it's all fine. Everything here was telegraphed so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand. It's like, I wanted really, really badly to like this movie and I didn't need it to be good. That's the biggest thing. I didn't need it to be good. I just needed it to be fun. And it's not fun. This felt like a chore.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you, it was not as hard to sit through as Space Jam New Legacy, but it was pretty close. I loved King Shark, with the exception of his fuck line that seemed out of character for everything else would seem. But like,
I'm sad I didn't get him. A King Shark is a shark line. Like, when they said who he is or asked who he is, that was the perfect spot for it. Like,
I did like the moment where King they're all Shark asking questions,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, that's a stupid question, John Cena, and John Cena's like, right, I tried to make a butthole joke, and nobody's getting into this, because not everyone in here is seven, and maybe that's who the character is, maybe he's supposed to be about the equivalent of a sixth grader in his mind, but he just happens to be really good at killing.
Mm-hmm.
Then show that a little more, show him being more childish, because mm-hmm. he didn't seem childish, he seemed Republican.
That whole scene that you're talking about, that felt like impromptu, like just
everybody down, go. We're gonna riff for a little bit. And then this is what we're talking about, first takes. We're using first takes. So like maybe there was a writer's strike we didn't know about, because we got a lot of that during the writer's strike. What was it, 2008? I think it was 2008. Either way, where they were just like, okay, we can't write anything. Everybody do their thing. And everybody did their thing, and some of it stuck, and some of it was crap. Mm-hmm. And it seems like we get a lot of bad improv in these movies.
Improv, that was the word I was looking for.
So Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Chris Pratt is riffing a lot, and you can tell because it sounds like Chris Pratt riffing, mm-hmm. which can be super funny mm-hmm. if you're tired and watching YouTube videos of people improvising, or if you're in the room, I'm sure, or once in a while, it might be like he'll just hit that note. Mm-hmm. But man, some of it sure feels like just bad improv. It feels mm-hmm. like first week of improv class, and everybody's trying to be funnier than the guy next to them rather than mm-hmm. playing the scene. Mm-hmm. So,
or even playing off of somebody else's joke.
That's what I mean.
Like,
so
they just can't.
Somebody has to be the straight man. Mm-hmm. And this one, it's Idris Elba. Everybody's kind of being funny off of him. The last one, it was Rick Flag.
Okay.
In this one, Rick Flag is pushed in the background a little more, which was nice. I enjoyed that. But like, there was nobody for Harley to really play off of. Mm-hmm. There was King Shark and I don't remember Ratatouille's name.
I don't know the girl's name.
But like, they were kind of cute together as friends. She's like, I'll be your friend. And he's like, friends. And then everything was fine.
But I like that they're calling her stupid while she's like, you wouldn't need a friend. We'll be friends and he won't eat me.
Well, that's what I mean. So like, these guys are supposed to be, I don't know, like, they brought Idris Elba's character in, what is his name? Bloodsport. They brought Bloodsport in because he is good at this kind of thing. That's mm-hmm. why we want you, is we hope you won't die, but if you do, at least we didn't lose any soldiers, mm-hmm. right? And then the whole time he's just like, no, you guys are being stupid. You're not doing the way I want to do it. And then they mm-hmm. do it the way he wants to do it, and it doesn't work, and he can't learn that either. But like, Harley goes off on her adventure. It was fun that she was touched that they were trying to break in and steal her back mm-hmm. after she's just wandering around. Mm-hmm. The javelin thing was hit or miss. It was almost funny twice. Mm-hmm. It was funny when she caught herself in the building with it. The thing where Idris Elba dropped floor after floor after floor after floor after floor was funny. And then it was annoying. And then it was funny again. And then he got to have that Thor moment of like, and now here I am.
I thought her with the new ruler at the end of his life was funny, where she's in love with him, and then like, oh no, red flag, now I must kill you. Good job, Harley.
That was good, and that's what I'm saying. So like, what was that last movie that she was in?
Birds of Prey. She's in Birds of Prey. She's the star of it.
So that one, it felt like a pretty good Harley Quinn movie. Mm-hmm. This one, they were just like, all right, we're not making a Harley Quinn movie. We're making a team movie. Sit in the back seat where everybody else is. Everybody just share. They should have maybe let her do more, or Idris Elba, or really any of these guys. Let them lead a little bit, because mm-hmm. It seemed like everyone was just kind of wandering.
Yep.
There was, I didn't like this movie. Our boy, Polka Dot.
Yeah.
I was so excited when I saw he was going to be in this, because I like him.
What do you know him from?
Ant-Man. You know him from Ant-Man. He's, so, Scotty's friends, there's the guy who steals cars, and the other two idiots. He's tall, skinny idiot.
Oh, okay. I don't remember him.
And he's good. I like him. He's a funny guy. Peter Capaldi's head makeup was really unsettling. I thought that was great. I thought that was fantastic.
That looks like it hurts.
Starro looked great. I didn't like the end, but like, I actually did mostly like it. Mm-hmm. But the only part I didn't like was I wanted it to be harder to beat him, I guess.
Okay.
Like, he's tearing stuff up.
It seemed like it took forever to beat him.
It took forever, but it wasn't hard.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The rats thing, I don't care one way or another on. I have no feeling on that. Harley, I said, here comes the run and jump off the thing, stab in the eye moment. And she ran, jumped off the thing, stab in the eye. And I was like, hey, the moment.
I was not ready for the eye to be made of water. That part was real weird.
That's what our eyes are.
Yeah?
Yeah, the middle bit is, it's nothing there. It's just,
oh, weird.
If you pop your eye, that's your eye.
Ooh.
Sorry for that. Ooh. So when she, I have to get gross on eyes. She comes out, she's crawling on the squishy bit, and she's like, I'm okay, thumbs up, guys. I loved how much I hated that moment because I felt it in my eye. I did feel bad for Starro when he's like, I was happy just floating in space and you guys brought me here. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean, like,
that poor creature.
Even our bad guy's a good guy, and I understand mm-hmm. our good guys are bad guys. Yeah. But like, our good guys who have our bad guys doing the good guy work. She's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna blackmail him with her kid.
Dude stabbed Rick Flag in the heart.
And then with like a plate or something? Like
it was a piece of all that ceramic exploded something. Stuff that they were exploding mm-hmm. around them.
That too. So going back to the overdoneness of the grotesque stuff, we're gonna do a weird CGI close-up thing of his heart bursting.
That's what I was just gonna say. It turned into Blitz from Xbox 360, where you break a guy's leg and it'll X-ray and poof, you see the leg break. That's what they did. This is hot garbage. Like there are so many things that it just seems like they went out of their way to make sure it was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that.
It's like, did you get the joke? Let me repeat it. Can I do it louder? It
they're Family Guy-ing every single joke. And like, so like Family Guy was fantastic for 3 seasons. And then after that, they're like, did you guys hear what I did? I did this joke. I'll do it again now to repeat it 4 times. And then they repeat it 4 times. And mm-hmm. it's funny that it's annoying that it's funny. But then they go and it's annoying again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it one more time. I love that King Shark was a shark. And I know I keep saying it, but I keep saying it because Killer Croc was not a croc.
Mm-hmm.
I got, what a croc. On Killer Croc.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
I was so excited for Killer Shark.
Who else are we missing from the last one? Katana's not in this. She live? I don't even remember.
And Killer Croc is gone from the last time. Deadshot is not in this one.
Good. I do think this movie would have been better with Boomerang to play off of these guys.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was surprised they killed him. Like,
and then that's part of it is it's the shock factor thing. So what we're talking about, gore or swearing, they all swear like they just learned swear words.
Yeah,
everybody
is so bad.
Everybody in this movie was just like, I'm not really comfortable saying the F word.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just say it once. Okay, I'll say it once, and then they just use that first take. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. Just like go in there, yell at this building, and come back out. There's nobody else in there because it's all CGI. Come on.
Because I feel like when swearing is done right, you don't even notice it.
It should be used like, to accentuate, mm-hmm. not to be the main feature.
Yeah. It should feel like normal conversation, not just, well, I swore.
I was fully surprised we didn't see any, like, hints at any of the other DC universe. Like, mm-hmm. we didn't hear Batman or Joker's name. I think she mentioned clowns, but I don't think she mentioned Joker.
Okay.
And I'm surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not let down or anything, just like...
Usually that's what they do, is they have little jokes about the rest of the DC universe or what's going on, or little hints or Easter eggs or something. But I think it goes back to how this movie was not fun.
I thought polka dots coming out of his face,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool.
That was weird and cool, and I didn't understand what happened when he went off in the jungle bushes and just like and came back and he's fine.
On the same thing, though, he's like, oh, it's just a rash. And then Peacemaker says, that's a rash. That's not how the line should go. They'd be like, that's a rash? That's just a rash? Whatever's happening on your face is glowing? That's a rash?
Right.
But he says it like, that's a rash? Amanda Waller is a bad guy? That's how yeah, they all talk.
Oh, okay.
She's the government. Of course she's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. That's the part I don't get either. So Rick Flag is just astounded that his government played a part in this and blah, 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 while he's working with the Suicide Squad.
Right. He's like, we do black ops missions. Everything is erased. We're going to threaten your kids. We're going to threaten to kill you. We're going to explode your heads if you don't listen. I can't believe they would steal a starfish and hide it.
Mm-hmm. And exploit children and blah, 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 blah. But, like, you're one of the bad guys.
Yeah.
You're getting paid by the government, but, like, you're still a bad guy. Why are you surprised by this? Why are you so, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
And like, he's like, well, we got to get the hard drive back to whoever. They've got the bombs in their heads, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't Waller just kill them right then when he was like, we've got the hard drive, we're going to put it out to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, your head's popped. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to go there and get it, but like, send mm-hmm. somebody there to go get it.
Mm-hmm. They're like, does Rick Flag not have a bomb in his head as well?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Not typically.
They didn't talk about it.
Okay.
Maybe we're just not getting the full picture in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Was part of the Suicide Squad. It's like they know it's bad, but they're going to put it out there to try to do good by entertaining people, but it didn't. And that's why we should explode the microchip in this movie's head. All right, so seeing as we both love this movie so very much, how would you rate this mother?
I would rate this mother a one exploding head microchip because this movie was a disaster. This is the worst movie I've ever watched, I think.
This is the worst movie you've ever seen?
This is the worst movie I've ever watched.
This isn't even the worst movie I've watched with you.
Because, like, I feel like other bad movies are at least fun.
You watched Space Jam. A New Legacy.
This is worse than Space Jam.
That's crazy.
And Space Jam was pretty terrible. Space Jam.
You watched Twilight. Ooh. There was a comparison.
How would you rate this, Mother?
I would give this 2 how much longer is this movie going to go on out of 5, because that's how many times I checked how much longer is this movie going to go on.
It was twice.
That's not so bad.
It's only twice.
That's not so bad. And I do want to, I really want to stress, Stallone did great. That kid whose name I can't say who was Polka Dots, he was great. Capaldi was fine. Mm-hmm. Starro looked perfect. And Harley Quinn was in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. A couple of times. Mm-hmm. They took her fight scene away, and I'm mad about that. Like, they didn't take it away, but like they didn't give her any fun to it. And mm-hmm. I'm mad that Hit Girl did it better as like a 10-year-old or 12-year-old. I don't know how old that kid is.
Mm-hmm.
But like, come on, you guys.
It could have been so much better. I'm so let down.
And on that note,
as you filk.
Go watch the animated ones. They're way better. Go filk yourself.
Yeah, the animated ones are so good.
There's 2 Suicide Squad movies that are good.
All of the DC animated is so good. Why?
All of the ones that I've seen? I'll give you that. It's not all of them. But a lot of them.
They're so much better than their real life stuff.
But you don't live have action. To watch that animated Harley Quinn show because people will tell you it's great, but those people are fucking
Yeah, that was
idiots.
Bad. That's the same kind of trash as this.
That's what I mean. They're just
the
like
same trash.
What if we put all the jokes on the front page of every website and just made it come out of like this character's face instead of a text read?
Mm-hmm. It's so bad. Well, as you filk.
Go filk yourselves once again. This movie made me want to be part of the Suicide Squad.